You're now listening to Red Saves the Black with Gina and Jared.
Face of Black Radio, and that first band was Burn Still. You can check them out at myspace.com/burnstill, and they're from Tallinn, Estonia, and the name of that track was Sacrifice for Nothing. And Gina was staring at me as I was doing that introduction, trying not to
screw it up
because it's so complex and difficult, even though she does the intro every time, technically.
I do, technically.
Technically, because a girl's voice over metal probably sounds sexier than a guy's voice over metal.
I suppose. What, did you just sniff your computer?
No, it's blowing some dust out of the keyboard. Oh. You gotta take very good care of this equipment.
Jared's computer sucks.
It's very expensive. I'm gonna go get a pen.
Oh, he's gonna go get a pen. I'm gonna stand here and talk to myself.
You can talk about your journeys.
And by standing, I'm sitting.
Ever went to the aquarium and all that exciting stuff?
We went to the aquarium, which I was very, very excited
about.
That's
a bad segue.
Like...
yeah, Gina's like a little kid.
I am a child.
No, there's my cell phone ringing.
And there's my phone ringing. And,
shut that up real quick.
I loved the aquarium. I loved every single second of the aquarium. I have this thing for, like, marine life to begin with and, like, sea creatures and stuff. I didn't see any seahorses, though, and that's my favorite underwater animal. But, we saw jellyfish and sharks and crazy-looking fish, and it was fantastic.
Was it fantastic?
I loved it. I don't even know how to describe it. Oh, and I got to touch shark. Several of them, actually.
Yeah, they let you
and
pet the sharks.
And starfish and crawfish and whatever the hell else was in there.
Any of you have ever been to the Adventure Aquarium in Camden, New Jersey?
Mm-hmm. It's a good time.
It's probably the best thing that's going for Camden.
Yeah,
We also noticed that they don't serve seafood or any type of, like, fish sticks or anything on the menu in the cafe at the aquarium.
They do serve tuna, but I don't know if they had any tuna, like,
they got pictures like, you just saw this guy, now enjoy a tasty meal.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
With a side of his friend.
Yeah. And they had SpongeBob playing throughout the entire thing. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know what was all the SpongeBob
crap. They had, like,
crap.
A SpongeBob movie. Hello, he's underwater.
So?
Duh.
He didn't have him there. They have, like, a guy dressed
starfish,
up in a SpongeBob outfit running
squid,
around.
Crab, plankton. What is he supposed to be?
I don't know. Plankton. Algae. Germs.
Oh, that's it. Germs. Where's the other one? Oh, and the squirrel.
I did enjoy the 40-foot shark tunnel, though.
Yeah, that was good.
Built one of those little glass tunnels into the aquarium so you could walk through as the sharks are swimming by, and you're in the water, kind of. It reminded me of that movie Jaws. I think it was, like, Jaws 2 or Jaws 3, where they're going down the underwater tunnel in the tank, and then sharks start slamming into it and cracking
the
glass.
I've never seen Jaws 2 or 3. I've seen one about 20 times, but I've never seen 2 or 3.
There's one just like that. He starts slamming into it and tries to break through the glass and eat all the people inside.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That sounds great.
It's like a tubo people, a tubo snacks for sharks. And that was our exciting journey recently.
Yeah?
Yeah, we do so many exciting things, you know?
Jared surprised me with it. I've been wanting to go to the aquarium for about 7 years now.
Yeah, I don't know why, but yeah.
He's like, all right, let's go to the aquarium.
Fish swim, and that's a...
I was very excited. I was, like, all the little kids were like, cool, and I was like, sweet, and I was excited.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I like the aquarium, too. It was entertaining.
I also want to go to the zoo.
Let's go to the zoo, too. They did have hippopotamuses at the zoo.
I am such a five-year-old. Yeah, they had a hippopotamus, and they had a porcupine, which I don't really understand.
Well, they go in the water.
Seriously?
Yeah, they swim.
Do they?
I think so.
Porcupines?
Yes.
I've never heard of that.
They also had penguins outside, and I thought penguins needed to be in the cold.
They're not all penguins. I guess. But it was cute. Penguins. They were cute little baby penguins. Maybe they weren't baby penguins.
I just found it funny that there were hippopotamuses in Camden, New Jersey.
Hippopotamus?
Yeah. And they just sat around indoors and ate.
Well, what do you expect them to do? Yeah, but they sat indoors next to the ocean. Remember that thing? That big
ocean.
Glass thing? Was that the
I mean
ocean?
Like a little pond?
No, it was more than a little. It was above our heads.
Yeah.
With that big thing in the middle that we never figured out what it was. That algae thing?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
I don't know.
Weird.
There was manta rays, too, and stingrays.
Stingrays, yeah.
We saw a stingray that had, like, a giant, like,
yeah,
8-foot
his tail
stinger.
Was, like, longer than my body. I was like, my goodness.
So it's entertaining. So if you like cool things, go see some stingrays or manta rays.
Yes.
I enjoyed it.
And sharks.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to your conversation? I feel like the way we're sitting here, it's like a...
I know.
A round table discussion. So we have the stuff in the middle, and then Gina's on one side of the table, and I'm on the other side of the table talking.
Yeah, like, we're basically looking directly at each other with the computers in the middle.
It could work. It could promote better conversations.
No, I'm not so sure.
Most of us
about
staring
that.
At each other, being like, hey. On that note, I think I'm going to play a song.
Are you?
Because I've been staring at this list for a few minutes.
What are you going
to
play?
I don't know. I'm just going to go here and play this band.
Which one?
From Finland.
From Finland?
This next band is Blessed Beauty. You can check them out at myspace.com/blessedbeautyband. The name of the track is 1103. Maybe that's their address or something. And they're out of Finland.
Now leaving the
So I have a so I have a new T-shirt on.
Stared at.
And apparently I get a little musical outro there to talk about my new T-shirt that Gina gave me that just says N-I-N on it for Nine Inch Nails.
I liked it.
But it's a new T-shirt, so that's I'm sure you're all thrilled. And just
I bought it for him.
Rolling around on the floor orgasming all over
for
the place.
His birthday.
Oh my God, he's got his shirt off.
And I enjoyed it.
Well, Gina rolled around on the floor and orgasmed all over the fact that I had a new T-shirt. I'm sure you all did the same thing.
I didn't, but... Oh, snap. That's what I forgot. Never mind. I'll tell you later.
I didn't pass gas.
It's not important. No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my moment of silence was because I was shocked by the little musical outro.
He was staring. He was just staring at it. I was like, say something.
I also have a bleeding knuckle because I got into a fight with the freezer door before recording the show. Apparently I'm special. And I was attempting to put a bag in the freezer, and somehow on the way, there was a thing like a foot away, and I smashed my knuckle into the corner of the metal.
Jared's like very upset by this.
Well, I'm really like, it annoys me. I'm clumsy. Like, I bash my knuckles
all
the time.
I did the same thing. Like, I have like, stuff all over me. Shit happens. You move on with your life.
I'm the type of kid who could, like, cut myself in a rubber band. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I've done that before.
How do you cut yourself with a rubber band? It's supposed to be a joke, like I'm an idiot.
You're like, and then you pull it back.
Okay, well, most people don't do that. Most people don't stretch out the rubber band across the room and then snap it back.
That's what me and my friends do.
That's what Gina did the last week, right?
We used to do that and see who can make the biggest welt. We were masochistic. We were retarded.
Apparently Gina was special and masochistic when she was
last week. We also played the quarter game. Me and my one friend, when we were in high school, we did this in Spanish class all the time. But in the middle of Spanish class, like, we'd be like, Me nombre es, or me llamo Gina, or something, and then, like, play this game where you put your knuckles on the table.
Oh, everybody's doing it. It was a nickel game, not the quarter game, thank you very much.
No, it was a quarter game in my school. You fling the quarter, and then try and basically just make the biggest gash on your knuckles, and you would win. And
you know, there's people listening that probably do that as well.
I know.
They probably use, like...
Smiles called it Bloody Knuckles, but I learned that
that's because it was called Bloody Knuckles.
No, I learned the Bloody Knuckles was the card game, and if you got, you know, after you, like, lost or something, if you picked out, like, a red eight, you got hit eight times on the knuckles with the deck of cards, but if you got, like, a black eight, you didn't get hit at all.
Huh.
We're masochistic children, apparently.
I remember the nickel
we
thing
did this
with
in
the
camp.
Nickels.
It was a quarter.
We used to do this in the school cafeteria in the morning.
Yeah, we did it in the school cafeteria, and we did it in Spanish class.
High school kids are out there taking notes like, yeah, excellent idea.
I'm sure they figured it out already.
I'm sure people already do that. Well, when you're sitting around bored in the morning, just staring at each other.
Yeah, we used to do it during lunch. During morning, we, what did we do?
That's what Gina and I are going to do after recording this. We're going to go,
We did our homework.
Smash each other's knuckles.
We never did it at night, so we were just like, well, let's do it there.
How come you use quarters? Nickels are faster.
Quarters have the ridges. Hurts more.
They all have the ridges.
Mm-mm, nickels don't. Take out your change.
I don't have any money.
Nickels don't have, do they?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm sure every coin has some sort of ridge on it.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
No, because pennies
anybody
don't
out there
and nickels
know?
Don't. Dimes do, quarters do. You've got to have some sort of change.
I don't have any change. I don't pay with money.
What?
I pay with awesomeness.
All right, well, we're going to go get change after this, and we're going to come back and let you guys know.
Oh, that's thrilling and exciting.
Well, actually, we don't really need to let you guys know. You guys can find out for yourself. But
what is Bill Nye the Science Guy radio program?
Find out.
Go explore for yourself, kids. Take.
I'm sure you have coins in your pants or in your wallet.
So I have coins in my crotch.
I'm sure you do.
You jingle around with everything else down there. Yeah?
Yeah. You just won't take out your wallet.
I don't have coins in my wallet. Who carries coins in their wallet? I don't carry, like, a man purse.
I know people carry coins.
Do you
coins
carry
in
a man purse?
I carry coins
in
my wallet.
Is it, like, an episode of Seinfeld? Guys don't carry coins
no,
in their wallet.
No, if it was an episode of Seinfeld, we'd be sitting in that diner on the corner of, in New York or something.
See, that's what you do. We should go to the diner.
Right now?
For the hell of it. Yeah, right in the middle of this. We'll just leave this recording for a few hours. You can get the noises. And we're done.
Can you imagine doing this at a diner?
Well, might as well. Actually, it might be interesting for ratings and listeners.
There are some dude we always
You gotta do it at late at night so, like, the drugs stumble
Was
in.
Was I not speaking?
No, you know.
There's some dude at the diner that we always go to that we always see with the computer and, like, these big headphones that just sits there by himself.
I've seen that guy,
Me and
yes.
my one friend always get very excited about it.
I like going to the diner late at night and getting, like, a cup of coffee and, like, cheese fries.
Yeah. I like doing that with several people, though.
What
well,
am I
mean,
entertaining
I
enough,
you,
huh?
I love you and stuff. But and I like going with you, and I like going with just one person sometimes, too. But I do enjoy it when there's, like, a bunch of people there, too. I don't know why.
Oh, now you know Gina's social preferences.
Yeah, I guess I'm not as antisocial as I once was.
She doesn't enjoy hanging out with me. She needs large groups of 20 or more. So you're all welcome to go to the diner later. Over in that place.
We should play a song.
We should.
Exactly.
This next band...
I have to pee.
Gina has to pee, so we're going to play a song.
Yeah.
This band is out of Tartu, Estonia. The name of the track is Near Death Experience. And their MySpace is myspace.com/stem.
has ridges.
Gene actually went to research us, yes.
A quarter has ridges, a dime has ridges, but a nickel and a penny do not have ridges. I don't understand the logic behind it. I have absolutely no idea, but I was right.
So that's all you're going to say? That's
yes,
the end?
That's it. And quarters have ridges and nickels don't, and I used quarter and you used a nickel.
I'll take both.
You can have them all. You can have 25, 35, 41 cents.
Oh, there thank you. Gina just paid me 41 cents
Jared
to finish the show.
Cents. And he's probably jumping up and down inside his little mind because...
Oh, I just cut open my knuckle
he's
again.
He's very excited when he gets changed.
Look at that.
I don't want it in my face.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was picking at my knuckle wound from earlier.
Stop it. What are you, five? Stop.
Yeah, what peeled up?
Jeez.
That's the excitement
it's
right
like
there.
Dealing with a child.
Look at it. It's all scabby.
I don't want to see it.
I thought your nickel quartering would take longer.
No. Why?
You're like, that's all.
That's really all I know. I just wanted to prove I was
so
right.
So why?
Why not?
But why are the nickels smooth and the quarters not?
I don't know. I didn't look that up. I just went to get coins and then was like, yay. The end.
Well, another exciting news. I'm excited because AC/DC is still putting out albums. Even though I only own about half of them. Probably.
I don't own any of them.
I probably own less than half, which is sad. But it's amazing that AC/DC is going on a worldwide fall tour this fall. Plus...
A worldwide fall tour this fall.
Just so you know, it's this fall. Do you know there's a song by some band I was looking up that's called Just So You Know?
I know, it's a band that we used to play.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, whatever, yes.
On Red Face of Black?
Yes, we did.
When we were at LaSalle, remember?
Yeah.
What band was that?
But AC/DC is coming out with a new album, and they released a 30-second clip of one of their new tracks, like the guitar riff.
Was it
sounds pretty good. Bodum? No, it was not.
What was it?
It's probably like As I Lay Dying or something.
I need
no,
to know
No, don't do
now.
It now. It's going to screw it up.
No, I need to know.
So on that note, we're going to wrap up the show soon.
American something.
Oh, American Hit Charge.
That's what it was.
There you go.
I knew it was something.
So anyway, we're going to wrap up another entertaining, hopefully entertaining episode of Red Face of Black Radio.
Yes.
This last band we're going to close with is a long one, because we've been closing with long ones lately. The name of the band is Living Atrocity. They're out of Bellingham, Washington, in the United States. You can check them out at myspace.com/livingatrocity. The name of the track is Racing Into the Red. And thank you again for tuning in.
Thanks.
Lost your mind, have you lost? Yeah.